Identifying common ground. In almost every situation of conflict, there will be common ground between the parties. We have already talked about finding common ground when exploring each side's wants and needs. In our example earlier, with Sam and Jane in conflict over the line manager schedule, they both wanted to ensure that the position was covered during their hours of responsibility. Other possible areas of common ground could include ensuring the safety of the assembly line team, or both Sam and Jane needed extra money. Try hard enough and you'll find something in common. You should continue to try to find common ground throughout the entire conflict resolution process. It will help you understand your adversary position and better position you to help create a win-win solution. These positive gestures will build goodwill and help you make the shift from being two people in conflict to being two people working to solve a mutual problem. From an emotional perspective, finding common ground between you and the other party, or you and the disputing parties, if you are acting as a mediator, will enable the parties to see each other as people again, rather than the enemy. Some examples. I think the company needs a more unified sales team too. I would really like us to win first place this year too. I agree that we can get this conflict resolved and build a better widget. I would like to take my family on a special holiday this year too.